Korea, well, Vietnam, definitely. Iraq, Afghanistan, Somalia, Yugoslavia. Yeah, I think we've seen a few like this,
You've
with
seen
no
a few.
objectives and no concept best. We drop a bomb and then what?
We have a few, but at least those ones had a pretext around either containment, around this, around, who knows what. But this one just seems like they're just shooting in the dark. Every day they're changing the story and even the timeline. They're changing the timeline, the narrative. What is Iran actually accused of here? It's just fascinating to see. It's very, very bizarre. I think Americans are sick and tired. I was speaking to some people in the States last night, and they're saying, look, we are exhausted. This is just too much for us. We've got gas prices going up. It's affecting the cost of living. It's affecting food, everything across the board. And for an average American in an election cycle for the midterms, you have to wonder what that's going to do. And in the meantime, you have to then think, if Democrats come back to power, first of all, Trump will be a lame duck if they take one or both houses, basically.
Absolutely.
And
Absolutely.
if they take the next presidency, this Ukraine situation is not going to end. It's actually going to escalate, I
Oh,
think.
it's not going to end with Trump either. It only
It's not
ends
going
on
to
the
end with Trump.
battlefield.
But I think if a Democrat comes, it could even get more fire. It could get even more violent because they're going to be like, absolutely, we're pro NATO, pro EU, pro everything. Send it. Send it.
Well, that's the thing, though. If you look at realistically speaking, the Gulf is. Listen, let me ask you this. Because I've been checking. Has Trump attacked all the electric stations in Iran, or has he
Oh,
not? Okay,
no.
so he's backed off because there's mixed signals coming in. It's like, did he or didn't he? Okay.
Israel is attacking some stations, but not US at this point.
Look, the damage that's already done, as somebody who worked in the oil field services and the EPC construction, technical construction companies, as a supply chain side, so I know how long it takes to. I've signed these contracts. I've negotiated contracts. I've signed these contracts for steel structures, for vessels that go into this. I know how long this stuff takes. You're looking at anywhere between half a year to maybe 3 years to 4 years at the level of damage now. The damage is growing,
Oh, yeah.
exponentially starting to grow. I mean, if there's no stop to this, if you're looking at the Gulf being out of commission, at least 50% for at least the next year and a half to 2 years, maybe longer. It may be even more before this is over. U.S., I mean, you know that inflation's not going anywhere. EU screwed beyond belief. They may have
Oh, yeah.
starvation this year. No
Oh, yeah.
fertilizer, baby. They don't take Russian fertilizer and they lost 30% more fertilizer in the market. And fertilizer is going up in price like crazy. So I don't know, EU is not going to be in the best of conditions, neither is the U.S. 2 years from now, that's a long time.
For sure. I don't disagree, but the US always has a tendency, at least at this point in its history, to just keep printing money and keep buying more debt, keep pushing off everything for the next generation to pay off if they ever can, which they can't at this point. It's just almost impossible.
It's not
So
almost, it is.
it
The
is impossible.
debt's more than the entire value of America.
At this point, yeah.
Yes. And growing.
Wow. I mean, when you
I mean,
think about that, it's just insane.
literally
It's
take the last nappy off the last baby, and you still can't pay off the debt.
Oh my. I mean, at that point you have to then wonder what when does the system collapse? When does the system really meet its end? And people
This
are
could
asking
be
that.
it. This could be
This could be
it.
it. This could be it. I mean, we are seeing a transformation happening right now. I don't know what it's going to lead to, but certainly I think you and I both understand that this is a big transformative moment.
Well, look, a very large chunk of the world is not going to have oil and gas and fertilizer. Let's just put it realistically how it is. And by the way,
Australia's
U.S.
running out.
Yeah. By the way, U.S. purchased $500 million worth of Russian fertilizer last year. I'm sure it's going to go up, but the
Oh, yeah.
bidding wars are up. Prices are up on everything. I mean, it's not just a matter of price. Quite literally, there's not enough. That's it. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to deficit. Who's got the
Yep.
bigger bucks or the bigger guns to grab whatever they can?
Exactly.
Portions of Africa are going to be out of energy. Europe is going to be out of energy. Hungry people are mean.
Oh,
Hungry
yeah.
people watching their kids starve are meaner yet.
Oh, yeah.
What
Oh, yeah.
instability is coming down the road in the next 3 to 5 months?
For sure. Listen, I mean, we have looked at scenarios. You and I were in the military. There are a whole bunch of interesting books that people have written, papers, policy briefs about resource wars.
Oh, yeah.
Resource wars are a real thing. And if they come, people are going to fight over the basics, water. And look, we have attacks on desalination plants, right? Desalination plants. When you look at that, when you analyze that, if they take out a couple key facilities, if this escalates more, think, where are people going to go without water?
They're not going to go. They're going to die.
They're going
You're
to die.
talking about World War II casualties in a matter of a week.
I
I mean,
mean,
look realistically. Okay, so the Iranians have like 2 to 5% of the population that's dependent on desalination.
right.
You can find ways to feed that amount of people. Israel can feed all of its own people by water, but its agricultural sector will die on the spot because they
Yeah,
need
they
that for
need a
that.
bit.
And now
Yeah.
we go to the artificial nations in the Gulf. They're artificial nations. I mean, let's
Of
face
course
that
they are.
reality.
Of course they are.
The Saudis, probably about 30, 40% of the population will die off quite literally within days. Bahrain, Qatar, UAE, mass casualty event. No water
No water.
in the desert. And temperatures are hitting about 40 degrees plus right now.
Now
Celsius.
wait.
Celsius for
Celsius.
the American audience. Celsius. That's about 105, or I'm sorry, that's about 95 or 100 in Fahrenheit. How long can a human body survive without water? Less than a day in that kind of temperature?
Oh yeah, I mean, I think that you're looking at devastation. You're looking at catastrophe, really. You're
You're
looking
looking at corpses on top of corpses on top of corpses. People dying
absolutely.
from thirst.
Absolutely.
You cannot feed that many people with water. Oh, I mean, if they were close to a river with, close 100 kilometers, 200 kilometers, some of these locations are friggin' 1,000 kilometers off.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Of
You
course.
can't
They're
bring enough water
all
that fast to feed that many people. It's impossible. You can't move that many people out. There's, well, you're gonna move 60 million people out?
Also, yeah, like, and even people were like, oh, we could just bring in bottled water.
Oh,
How?
how? The human body, on average, a human being needs, an adult human being is about 2 liters of water a day to survive. On average, okay, you can do less and you get headaches and you'll get other issues. But you're dealing in a dry, absolutely bone dry, 40 degree plus environment. Even if you're sitting in the shade, for God's sakes, man, if you've never been in a desert, in a sand desert, you have no idea what the hell that is.
I certainly have.
Yes,
I
I've been too.
certainly
Only a couple of days in a pure sand desert, and I didn't, well, a week something, and I damn well didn't like it. I'll tell you flat out, I don't like deserts. But 3 liters on average.
know, you need a lot of water. You
Yeah.
get to replenish, you get to replenish the body, and you have to also have electrolytes because you're sweating out all of that. All those
Yep.
salts and minerals and things, so you got to replenish that as well. You can't just drink water only solely
Yep.
because you're not replenishing those minerals. So,
Chris, you know what the kicking chicken is.
yeah, I
Yeah,
do.
you've seen that before.
Yeah.
I've seen it before. The kicking, for those who don't know what happens is when your body doesn't have enough salt in it, your nerve endings can't fire signals normally. And you go into an epileptic-like state. Your just body just drops and starts jerking, and the heart can stop. Because there's
Yeah.
not enough salt in the blood to transfer electric signals. Go figure. We're built on electricity. We're a big biological battery.
There you go. Jesus was right.
Yes, they were.
I
I think there'd be easier ways than to harvest humans. But that's a side. Maybe harvest donkeys. You don't have to make an artificial world for them. But it doesn't make much of a movie,
That's
pigs
true.
escaping from their cold. Well, they wallow in artificial mud in the Matrix forever, Yeah. But yeah, you're right. Absolutely. How do you, 40, 50 million people. Okay, let's do the math. 3 liters of a person. Okay, granted, kids drink more. Let's just even say 2 liters a person. No movement. He just sits there on his arse. 2 liters for 60 million people. 120 million liters a day.
It's a
You
lot
need
of water.
the Mississippi twice over to feed that many people water continuously, or at least the Mississippi River. Where are you
Oh
going to get
yeah.
that from?
Nowhere. Nowhere. And if you have the issue of the Strait of Hormuz, if you have questions about transportation, if the airport's closed, how are you going to get stuff in? You're gonna have to transport it by trucks? With what infrastructure? With what capabilities? Who's gonna go and drive all that way if they don't have water, they don't have resources? So when you start looking at the logistics of it, which you mentioned, so eloquently at the beginning, logistics are key. If people are not thinking about logistics, they're failing, which is why, for example, I was just listening to Larry Johnson and Judge Napolitano earlier today. And we had Scott Ritter on last night on our program on DD Geopolitics. And he
I
was
need to
saying
get Ritter back on too. It's
yeah,
been 3 weeks. Definitely need to get him back on.
he's in Moscow, by the way.
Yeah, I know. I need frick. I forgot to write him again. I've been busy, so I'll write him today.
He's here. So we were talking, and you had Lindsey Graham saying we're going to send the Marines to Karg Island. So then, of course, I mean, we were what, like company grade officers? He's a field grade officer, right? So Scott has an idea, has a bigger picture. He was a weapons inspector. He has a more in-depth background in this realm. And he said, look, what are you going to do with the logistics? So, okay, you land them all there. How are you going to resupply? You're going to resupply by helicopter, by Osprey? You're going to resupply by what boats are going to cross through the Strait of Hormuz? So even just simple things like resupply, nobody's talking about. They assume that everything's going to be there. It's going to be Shangri-La. Everything's going to pop up like it's a Mario game. That's not how it works.
Christopher, I was even though I got up to major before I quit. I turned down the major's rank, but I was a staff officer in Operations 18th Airborne Corps, and
Oh,
you
yeah.
start looking at the very big picture. You got four divisions plus. You basically got four and a half divisions, all the second, all the separate units that you have attached, and logistics is true. Operations is not logistics. That's S4, but S3 runs very close to S4 because or in this case G3 and G4 because we do the plan. But okay, so logistics, how are you going to support us? We need to know this, and yeah, logistics. And I know very well it's not sexy. It doesn't get movies made about it. The guy behind the wheel of the truck, going through war in the truck. You don't see that.
No.
But you know what? Without him, everybody dies.
Yeah, of
It's just
course.
as simple as everybody dies.
The war's lost.
Yep.
That's it. Everybody go home.
Now imagine trying to even evacuate that many people. Say Iran says, "Okay, everybody pass who wants to pass. We'll allow any ship through with people on it." They probably would. I don't think they wouldn't. But how would you move 40, 50, 60 million people in a very short time of period? Period of time. Let me phrase that. And where would you move that many people that wouldn't collapse the next country over?
Exactly. Where would you move them? What would you do? It's not possible. It is not possible.
Now, my next question to you. Have you seen any evacuation plan for American civilians out of the Middle East from the US government?
Zero. In fact, I've heard the opposite. I've heard from people who are there stuck that they can't even get through, that there's an automated line, that they're basically like, you're on your own. Good luck. There you go. There's the American government. See that? We're gonna bring you democracy. Then they bomb you, and then they say, good luck.
Oh, but
The
do
same.
pay your taxes. It's tax season in the US.
Excuse me, even if you renounce your citizenship, you have to pay taxes for a certain amount of time. It's like crazy. I
Oh yeah.
mean, they'll suck the living life out of you to get their money's worth, but they won't go and out of their way for their citizens.
Russia got its citizens out. Russia helped other countries like Georgia get their citizens out. Other countries have gotten their citizens out. The ones that want to leave, of course. And the U.S. has just and how many families? I mean, look, where I had offer from Aramco before, and you go there with your family. So there's a lot of American workers on those oil fields, never mind professors and so on and so on, and just in Saudi Arabia alone that are there with their families,
Oh, yeah.
children, and the US government just doesn't give a damn. I mean, let's
No.
say it the way it is. Trump doesn't give a damn about how many American civilians die, could be dying from thirst in these countries. They're abandoned.
Yeah, they're abandoned for sure. For sure they are. It's tragic for me. It shows a complete lack of loyalty to your citizens. Not only that, sending all of these troops into harm's way. Think about already how many soldiers have died and are wounded, and how many more.
Realistically, or the BS that they feed the media.
I think that there's more.
Oh, there's a lot more. I guarantee you that.
I think there's more. I just don't think they're telling the real numbers at this point.
I'd probably say at least 10 times more, if not more than that.
That many.
Well, look, I mean, what are they saying? Like 15 Americans have died? Seriously?
All those strikes, everything, it looks, it's raining every day.
I've seen the videos from Iranian FPV drones that are free flying in Kuwait and other places. There's been battles every single day for the 2,000 American troops in the Green Zone, Mossad, I'm sorry, Mosul and IRA up north, and they're under battle every single day. You want to tell me nobody's died from those areas?
Not only that,
Seriously?
the Iraqi resistance hit the PX at one of the
Yeah.
military bases, and there were people inside, but nobody, there's been no reports of deaths or injuries from that. They're
There's,
hushing everything up
yeah.
because they don't want Trump to look bad.
The Green Zone. I mean, they're never mind the anti-aircraft systems have been taken out, like the Phalanx
Seriously.
bots. There's videos from across the Euphrates, people taking videos of areas of it burning all the time. They're under fire. You want to tell me no casualties from the American side on that?
Oh, come on. Come on.
My next question, though, for those guys, maybe they're bringing in the Marines, or but then again, they're moving so slow. And they're moving on by ship instead of by air. Scott and I, 3 weeks ago when this started, okay, 2.5 weeks ago, we were having a conversation. I was talking about those guys. He's like, look, they're gonna have an armored convoy to get them out of there, bust through A-10s or Apaches covering. Have you seen an armored convoy? That would be the logical thing to do is evacuate them out. Now the Poles have evacuated, the Spanish have evacuated out. They were allowed to leave. Americans aren't gonna be allowed to leave.
No.
That's enemy number one. These other NATO countries, yeah, get out, just get on a plane and leave. How much ammo have they got? How much food do they have? Water? I mean, if I wanted to besiege the Green Zone, the first thing I'd do is cut off the water supplies.
Of course, the classic siege warfare style, you know, Middle
And where's the
Ages.
pipe? Blow it.
All right, now what are you gonna do?
Yeah. And you tell me there's no casualties because nothing's being mentioned, even though videos are coming out of combat of battles going on constantly in those areas.
No, there's definitely casualties. There's definitely casualties. This is also a very hidden war. They don't want to tell the truth already. Listen, how many fighter jets have been hit? How many jets have gone down? How many
Yeah.
planes have gone down?
Yeah.
How many radar systems have been destroyed? I mean, this has been big. And I don't necessarily believe that this fire broke out on the Ford. I think that there were some hits with
Oh,
incendiary devices.
maybe from the Houthis.
Yeah, who knows?
The Houthis have said that they're in the war.
Yeah.
So,
So who
yeah.
knows? A couple drones hit that thing and they said, okay, we got to go to port, you
Yeah.
know? But you're telling me a simple fire, 600 bunks now gone,
30
this thing.
hours.
Come on. Come on. I mean, when a fire goes off, especially with the systems that they have, it's going to be quick that they know. And they have protocols for that. But for that, I don't know. I'm skeptical because already we don't have a clear line of sight on a lot of information and a lot of understanding of what's going on.
Yeah.
Thankfully, we have the Iranians and other media that are telling us the different side because otherwise we wouldn't have known. We wouldn't have known
Oh,
a lot of this.
absolutely. Absolutely. I've got a conversation. Let's see, when was it going to be? Tomorrow, I'm going to be talking to Cameron McGregor.
Perfect.
I'm not saying who he's related to or anybody else that he's related to, or if he's related to anybody. That's not for me to say. But he is a former U.S. Navy officer. And I'm going to be
Okay.
talking to him quite about on this exactly. So how
Perfect.
likely is this a real fire, by lint or by some machine malfunction versus a strike, or even somebody had sabotaged it? I mean, 30 hours.
I look forward to hearing that because I think that's what we need to understand. We need to know more about what's going on inside the ships, what's the protocols, has this happened before? Because I never heard of something like this happen before.
Oh, fires happen.
No, fires happen. But of this magnitude, that's what I'm
Oh,
saying.
yeah.
For sure, of course, then it's not, out of the ordinary. But of this magnitude, 30 hours, 600 people not being able to sleep, they're sleeping on the floor and on tables.
Oh, they're
That's,
double bunking more likely.
yeah.
It'll be
That's how the media was
realistic.
portraying it. But still, it's just what's going on. And hush, hush, everything's hush, hush. Nobody's saying a word about
Oh,
this. In
yeah.
fact, we got it from the Greek press. that oh, you know, there's some questions about the fire and how it started and things like that, because it went to port of call in Crete. So
Well, yeah, the ship's look, that ship has been out to sea for 11 months. That's a cascading effect too. These systems start to break down, and that's
oh
a
yeah.
cascading effect that starts hitting other systems. Moisture buildup, fungal buildup from shite water splashing around because you're not flooded in some areas, and so on and so on. That hits the filtration systems. Medical emergencies start to build up because people get infections and so on. It's a cascading effect.
Oh yeah.
Now, if you think about that, that's a big ship. Now think about those guys on the destroyers who have been out there for 11 months. 350 men on a relatively small ship, all things considered.
Oh
I
yeah.
mean, and you've been out to sea for 11 months. Or the guys on the submarines have been, there's two submarines in that battle group. They've been
Yikes.
out to sea for 11 months.
Yikes.
I mean, that's abuse of your men. That's incredible abuse of your sailors.
I'd really be interested to know about the morale.
Oh, it
I'd
can't
want
be
to,
high.
it can't be. I don't think so. I don't
You
think so.
know, no,
I'm
no way in hell.
a
Yeah. Well, you heard
high.
about the British nuclear sub, which are actually American nuclear subs with the British lease, the four Typhoon class subs. One of them, they did a surprise drug test, and they like a third of the crew were doing heavy drugs, heavy drug, not a little joint, but no, I'm gonna talk about Zelensky heavy drugs.
Linsky.
A third of friggin' crew, like my, and that's a nuclear weapon. That's a nuclear armed submarine.
Scary. Scary stuff, I'm telling you. Scary stuff.
Oh yeah, that's insane. I mean, that's absolutely insane.
You know, it, of course, it's par for the course. We know about the heavy drug abuse in the Ukrainian regime and amongst their forces. So, par for the course. And we know the biggest drug dealers, CIA, DEA, you know.
Yeah, unfortunately. I don't know
So
about
we
the
know.
DEA, but CIA, I'd say absolutely. Oh,
For sure.
look, you know, the Iran-Contra affair, the heroin being smuggled in and the corpses of U.S. Killed in Vietnam from Cambodia. And come on.
Yeah.
B there's always the fault of one junior director, some, you know, that don't get
Oh,
asked
come
for
on.
anything. Always like that.
For sure.
One second, I gotta answer.
No worries.
Okay, yeah, that's Deanna. She's waiting her turn. So
Perfect.
I've got to cut this off. Thank you for the time, Christopher. I'm still hoping to take that trip with you to Iran that we were supposed to have gone on.
Look,
Thankfully, we weren't caught there in the middle of it.
I'm in discussions with them, so let's see what happens.
Yeah,
But I look
yeah.
forward to it. I look forward to it. And I look forward
Same
to
here.
speaking to you again soon, brother.
Absolutely, absolutely. We fight the fight we can fight. And I'll, you know, and Holy Easter's Pascha is coming up. For those who don't
Yes.
know, Christopher's Orthodox.
Yes.
He had the right choice in life.
Yes,
Pimp out for Orthodoxy.
Pascha's coming up, so wishing everybody a good Pascha as it approaches, and I hope that we become more fortismeni, more with light shining on bright week, and hopefully we have more enlightened leadership in this world. We need
God,
it.
yeah.
We need it.
No, absolutely. And I'll be after before the end of April, I'll be down in Indian country.
Perfect.
So for at least about 4 or 5 days. So I'll have
Perfect.
more to say once I can come back.
Excellent. Look forward to it, brother.
Same. Everybody,
Take
thank you. Leave your comments in the comment section. And like the channel. I always forget to say that to people. Like the channel, send it to your friends,
like,
enemies.
subscribe, share everything.
Yeah. The whole. I always
Thank
forget to do that. All right, everybody. Thank you. Cheers.
you.